Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve DelBianco back on the show. Steve is Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, an organization that's out there working hard on behalf of individuals and small businesses, especially small businesses on internet governance and issues that involve the online world and all the things that are important to us to as we make our way in the marketplace going forward in the 21st century. And many of you have heard Steve on the show over the last many years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust 13 now altogether, and he works hard, including testifying before Congress on a regular basis on what they're doing to you and me. And he's here right now to talk to us about a very important topic. Steve DelBianco, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Steve. Hey, Steve, you and I have been talking about the debate and the ebbing and flowing debate and efforts to tax online sales with sales tax. We've been talking about that probably since the first time you joined us on the show.
Over 10 years, Jim, and I think this time the threat is real. This is no crying wolf.
This is
a bad idea that refuses to die. Mm-hmm. Because I think the government in this country has a tendency to say that anything as important and vibrant and essential as the internet, well, the government's just got to regulate it.
Yeah. How has the debate been able to fail to produce a law up to now, you think?
Because ultimately, the statement, you know, the other side begins, the other side being tax collectors from the states and a lot of big box retailers who already have to collect on their websites because they have stores everywhere, right? So together, they come together and spend seven-figure in lobbying dollars. They've been able to get every Congress for the past 10 years to take this up, but then it usually dies a quick death once people start looking into the details. But what for this time is that Harry Reid, Senate President, has decided to bypass having a hearing on the bill, bypass having a markup bill.
Hold on to that thought a minute. I want to come to that in a second, Steve. One of the reasons why it hasn't happened up to now and didn't happen in the early days, I think, is because there wasn't when you and I first started reporting on this, there wasn't that much online sales. So it wasn't so compelling that it was worth the argument and all that. I think that's part of it. Now,
Jim, I have to beg to differ because the estimates for how much of the sales tax goes uncollected have been falling. When the experts on the other side do the numbers, they show that there's a growing amount of online e-commerce in America. But Jim, more and more of it happens with websites that already collect sales tax because they already have to under present law. Think about this for a second. 19 of the top 20 e-retailers already collect in every state with a sales tax.
So you're saying the people who drive the big numbers, even though small businesses aren't collecting it, they're not driving the big numbers. They may be the highest percentage of sellers, but they're not the highest percentage by volume.
That's right. Think about it. Walmart.com, mm-hmm. Target, BestBuy.com, Apple.com, they all collect everywhere.
The evolution of online sales has actually moved more in the direction of collecting sales tax without this law.
Jim, it does for the big ones, and Amazon's a great example. For years, Amazon didn't collect except in a few states. Now they collect for over half of the U.S. consumer population, over half under current law. Why? Because Amazon sets up distribution centers to enable next-day or same-day delivery, which is fantastic, by the way. You have to try it.
Right.
And that means that under current law, they have to collect anyway. So the really big ones are collecting in more and more places. So as you say, the dollars tend to get collected. But at the same time, on the lower end of the curve, the internet becomes and remains this fabulous engine for economic opportunity.
Yep.
That a small business with a compelling product or service can put up a website and instantly be available for customers around the country. I mean, that's a fabulous way to level the playing field and let a small business reach customers who would never otherwise come to their store.
And one of the arguments that we've made against the taxing of the sales tax on online sales is that it would impose an undue and an onerous a compliance effort by every small business who was selling online. And so when we come back after these messages, the debate is now, as Steve said, is now getting to the point where something's probably going to happen. No more crying wolf. We're not just reporting on the debate, folks. We're reporting on what possibly could become law real soon. And Steve has the news on that right after these messages. 20 till, right back with Steve Del Bianco. His website is netchoice.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.